At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About Business, Accounting, and Finance. Today, we're tackling a topic that's fundamental to understanding a company's financial health. We're going to talk about revenue recognition. It might sound like a dry subject, but it's the lifeblood of financial statements, the number one metric investors look at, and the foundation of a company's financial performance. In today's episode, we're going to demystify the principles and rules surrounding when and how revenue is recognized under generally accepted accounting principles. We'll be focusing particularly on the transformative accounting standards codification 606 called Revenue from Contracts with Customers. This standard represents one of the most significant changes in accounting principles in recent years, moving away from industry-specific guidelines to a more unified, principles-based approach. Why is this important? Well, proper revenue recognition ensures that a company's financial statements accurately reflect its economic activities, providing transparency and consistency for investors, regulators, and other stakeholders. Misstating revenue can lead to serious consequences, from financial penalties to loss of investor trust. Today, we'll break down the five-step model of Accounting Standards Codification 606, provide practical examples to illustrate its application, and discuss the challenges and considerations businesses face in implementing these principles. Whether you're an accounting professional, a financial analyst, or just curious about the inner workings of financial reporting, this episode is packed with insights you won't want to miss. Revenue is often considered the top line of a company's income statement, making it one of the most closely scrutinized figures by investors, analysts, and regulators. Proper revenue recognition ensures transparency, comparability, and consistency in financial reporting. Misstating revenue can lead to severe consequences, including legal penalties and loss of investor confidence. The first step in the revenue recognition model is to identify the contract with a customer. A contract, in this context, is defined as an agreement between two or more parties that creates enforceable rights and obligations. This step is crucial because it sets the foundation for how and when revenue will be recognized. Under Accounting Standards Codification 606, contracts are not limited to formal written documents. They can also be oral agreements or implied by customary business practices. This flexibility ensures that the standard can be applied to a wide variety of business arrangements. However, for a contract to exist under ASC 606, several key criteria must be met. The parties involved must approve the contract and be committed to fulfilling their respective obligations. This approval can be signified by signatures, verbal agreements, or actions that demonstrate mutual assent. The contract must clearly outline the rights of each party regarding the goods or services to be transferred. This includes specifying what each party is expected to deliver and what they will receive in return. The contract must include terms for payment. This ensures that both parties have a clear understanding of the payment schedule, amounts, and conditions under which payments will be made. The contract should have commercial substance, meaning that it is expected to affect the cash flows of the parties involved. In other words, the contract should result in a meaningful change in the financial position of the parties. It must be probable that the entity will collect the consideration to which it is entitled in exchange for the goods or services that will be transferred to the customer. This consideration must reflect the customer's ability and intention to pay the agreed amount when it is due. In the context of Accounting Standards Codification 606, a performance obligation is a promise within a contract to transfer a distinct good or service to the customer. Identifying these obligations is crucial because it determines the allocation of the transaction price and the timing of revenue recognition. A single contract can contain one or multiple performance obligations, depending on the nature of the goods or services promised. To qualify as a distinct good or service, it must meet two criteria.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The customer must be able to benefit from the good or service on its own or in conjunction with other readily available resources. This means the good or service can be used, consumed, or sold separately or in combination with other products. The good or service must be separately identifiable from other promises in the contract. This involves assessing whether the good or service is highly interrelated with other goods or services in the contract and whether the entity provides a significant service of integrating the good or service with other goods or services promised in the contract. Determining the transaction price is a critical step in the revenue recognition process under Accounting Standards Codification 606. The transaction price is defined as the amount of consideration an entity expects to be entitled to in exchange for transferring promised goods or services to a customer. This involves not only assessing the contractual terms, but also considering various factors that can influence the final amount recognized as revenue. These factors include variable consideration, significant financing components, non-cash consideration, and consideration payable to the customer. Accurate determination ensures that revenue is recognized in a manner that reflects the true economic value of the contractual arrangement, providing a clear and faithful representation of a company's financial performance. The cornerstone of this allocation process is the standalone selling price of each distinct good or service. The SSP is the price at which an entity would sell a promised good or service separately to a customer. If the SSP is directly observable, such as through market transactions for identical or similar goods or services, it can be used straightforwardly to allocate the transaction price. If standalone selling prices are not directly observable, they must be estimated using methods such as adjusted market assessment, expected cost plus margin, or residual approach. Revenue is recognized at the precise moment when control of the promised goods or services is transferred to the customer. This transfer of control is the crucial factor in determining the timing of revenue recognition and can occur either over time or at a single point in time, depending on the nature of the contract and the performance obligations. Recognizing revenue when or as the entity satisfies a performance obligation ensures that the revenue reflects the true economic activity of the entity. By focusing on the transfer of control, Accounting Standards Codification 606 provides a clear and consistent framework for revenue recognition, aligning revenue with the delivery of goods or services to customers. This approach enhances the accuracy, comparability, and reliability of financial reporting, providing valuable insights to stakeholders about the financial performance and health of the business. Let's apply this 5-steps model to a couple of practical examples. A company sells a 1-year subscription to its software, including periodic updates and customer support. The contract has multiple performance obligations: the software license, updates, and support services. Revenue from the software license might be recognized upfront if control is transferred immediately, while revenue from updates and support is recognized over the subscription period. A construction company enters into a contract to build a bridge over 2 years. The contract includes multiple milestones and performance obligations. Revenue is recognized over time as the performance obligations are satisfied, often measured by the progress towards completion. Accounting Standards Codification 606 represents a significant shift in revenue recognition practices, emphasizing a consistent and principles-based approach. By following the 5-step model, companies can ensure that their revenue recognition practices reflect the true economic substance of their transactions, enhancing transparency and comparability in financial reporting. Understanding and applying these principles is crucial for accountants, financial analysts, and anyone involved in financial reporting. As we move forward, staying informed about updates and best practices in revenue recognition will be essential for maintaining the integrity of financial statements.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.